A Kalahari Bushman who wooed audiences around the world with his bright smile and clicking tongue has died. Howe, whose name is roughly translated from his tribal language, was the lead actor in the film The Gods Must Be Crazy. In real life, he was a herdsman and farmer in southern Africa, on the border of Botswana and Namibia, and on Saturday, Namibian police confirmed his death. In the 1980 film, he played a bushman who mistakes a Coca-Cola bottle dropped from an airplane for a gift from the gods. The role was not a far stretch for him. The movie largely described his own way of life.
They must be the most contented people in the world. They have no crime, no punishment, no violence, no laws, no police, judges, rulers, or bosses. They believe that the gods put only good and useful things on the earth for them to use. In this world of theirs, nothing is bad or evil.
Director Jamie Ace, speaking to a San Francisco audience in 1987, recalled hiring the Bushman.
Well, I did give him $3,000 after the first week. We only used him for a week and then sent him back and later went to collect him again. But when I collected him again, he couldn't tell me what had happened to the money, whether the wind had blown it away or whether the hyenas got it. I don't know what really happened. So then I paid him in cattle. I had cattle herded from about 300 miles away to his place. But the lions got most of them and then they ate the others in a hurry. And that was a mistake because it's very rich meat and they were not feeling well for quite a time, were they?
The Gods Must Be Crazy was a hit, and Howe became an international sensation. It was an improbable feat for a man who'd never seen a movie. In fact, he had never met anyone from the developed world. Jamie Ace remembered how the Bushman left his tribe and traveled to Tokyo to plug the film.
Taking him from there, right into Tokyo, where there are 15 million in the one city, and they adored him and swamped him, you know. Whenever he had to leave his hotel, we had to warn the police well ahead so they could defend him from his fans. And, you know, it did not send him off balance. Seeing all these people worshipping him didn't send him off balance. He went back home and settled down back to his hunting.
Howe went on to star in three sequels and several other films. But he ultimately gave up life as an actor. He returned to his land, farming pumpkins, beans, and maize, and tending small cattle herds. The cause of his death is still unknown.